It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You are tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio, I have some folks from the Sitka Fine Arts Camp's Young Performers Theater here to talk about Oliver. First production, first show is this Friday at 7 p.m. So here on my right, I have Virginia Pearson. She's in fifth grade, and she is the lead role, Oliver, for one of the casts. Zeke Blackwell's the director, and Rhiannon Gavon is the music director. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Thank you for having us.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about Oliver. First of all, the nuts and bolts. When is it showing? How much does it cost?
We have four performances this weekend. Our London Tower cast is performing Friday night at 7 p.m., Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m., and then our London Bridge cast, which Virginia is a part of, will perform Saturday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students and seniors, and you can get your tickets at Old Harbor Books now or at our office, or you can come get them at the door at the show.
Two casts. How many young performers are involved in this?
I think it seems like a big production. Yeah, I think we have 45 students total between both casts.
Wow. Well, Virginia, we're going to talk to you for just a few minutes. You're Oliver,
mm-hmm.
and that means that you're in a majority, most of the scenes, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Did you expect to get the lead role of Oliver?
No.
No? It was a surprise for you?
Yeah.
So what did you think when you heard?
Well, I was shoveling snow, so I think I dropped some snow.
you were surprised?
Yeah, I was surprised.
What were you feeling when you heard?
I was happy. I mean, I was a little bit worried that I wouldn't have time to, because, like, I have a really busy schedule, but turns out that I did have time, so.
How did you prepare to learn how to be Oliver?
Well, we watched the movie, and we read lines a bit, and I read the script a few times.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us the story in rough outline?
Yeah. Well, this kid Oliver, he's in this workhouse where they don't get fed a lot. That, like, they only get fed one meal a day, and it's gruel, and he asks for more. And the guy in charge of the workhouse gets so mad that he sells Oliver to an undertaker, but he runs away from there too, and he joins a set of thieves. But on his first job, he gets taken to court because he gets caught, but he is pronounced innocent, so he goes and lives with Mr. Brownlow for couple days, I think, and then he gets kidnapped again by the thieves, and then he gets taken by this guy Bill Sykes, and Nancy, isn't she Bill Sykes' girlfriend?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she tries to take him back to Mr. Brownlow. But, but Bill Sykes takes Oliver from her and, takes him to London Bridge where, Nancy had taken Oliver to London Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and then Bill Sykes followed them, and then he took Oliver back to the thieves' hideout, but Mr. Brownlow was there to pick up Oliver, and he saw Bill Sykes getting away. And they find him at Fagin's house, the mm-hmm. sort of evil mastermind of the thieves, and but it's not safe there, so he takes him back to London Bridge, and ends up getting shot, and then Oliver goes back to Mr. Brownlow, and that's the end.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot that goes on in Oliver, apparently,
yeah.
right? And there are a lot of heavy, dark topics that are broached.
Very dark.
Very mm-hmm. dark. So how, as a production, did you address that with the kids? And Virginia, how, as an individual performer, did you approach that?
Yeah. So we knew when we picked this show that it broached some darker materials. There, like Virginia mentioned, there's negligence of children who kind of have to work for a living at, and they're orphans and they are neglected and don't have a lot of food. And then there's also some other violence that occurs in the show, some domestic abuse and things like that. So we knew that if we did the show that we would want to kind of face those issues headlong and not kind of ignore them. So we were in conversation early on with Sickens Against Family Violence, SAFE, here, and we got one of their advocates to come and set up a couple of workshops with different age ranges in our cast so that we could talk in depth about the issues that come up and talk about the unhealthy relationships we see in the show, and perhaps what dramatic purpose they serve, and help the kids understand that these issues exist in the real world and what resources they have and how they can help themselves and help their friends if they find themselves in situations like this.
So not only is this learning how to be an actor and enjoy acting, but it's also touching on some personal safety and social concerns. Was that an intention when picking Oliver, or you realized, okay, well, we will have to address this?
Yeah, it was. We believe that theater is not only can it be a great opportunity for entertainment and community building in that sense, but it can also be a platform for communities to talk about issues and to shed light on them. So this is kind of the first show that we've been able to do that with, and to kind of dip our toes into that water and give the kids a chance to see theater as an art form for discussion.
What was that like for you, Virginia?
I think it made it more, like, understandable, like, when we were talking about the different kinds of abuse with, Lauren, but, like, it made it more understandable because, I mean, we had a platform that was, like, we knew the story, and it was like, oh, this happened to Nancy, or this happened to Oliver, and, it made it more understandable instead of, like, oh, because, like, every year we get a talk from SAFE at school, but that was usually, like, oh, this is sometimes happens, and this is what you should do when it happens. I didn't really think of it as, like, a real thing.
Mm-hmm. You didn't have a context.
Yeah, I didn't have
a
context.
And now it's more concrete, yeah. It sounds like. Were there good discussions among the cast?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the music, Rhiannon. It's a little more complicated, complex than usual.
Yeah, we're doing some more complicated pieces for sure. We have Virginia was saying her favorite pieces, Who Will Buy. The beginning of that piece is several different melodies that are overlapping, everyone singing a different part, and slowly you're kind of building one part on top of the other until it's just this big swirling mass of music. So that's been fun to work with the students in that piece on, and just kind of really feeling confident on their parts and when to come in and not listening to the other people who are singing different parts. And then we also have a lot of pieces in this show that are very dependent on the student who's singing to kind of drive the piece, like more bare accompaniments rather than the accompaniment kind of driving and helping the student. It's just, you know, a chord, and then they're kind of on their own to lead the piece.
To freely express the music.
Yeah. So that's been really fun.
So it sounds like Young Performers Theater is really evolving and allowing you to tackle some more complex issues. And how have you been seeing the students evolve musically?
Yes, we were just talking about this recently. Melissa, who is the choreographer for Young Performers Theater, and I, we just come in for one show a year for the musical. And Zeke is, you know, working with the kids for most of the year. So it's a little bit, we were saying, kind of like Zeke is a parent who's seeing the kids, you know, throughout the whole year. So Melissa and I are just coming in, you know, for one show. So we're seeing this enormous leap in growth for the students each year. Which has been really cool, and I've just been thinking about back to our first show in 2013, The Adventures of Beatrix Potter, and some of the students who have lead roles in this production started off in that show as like a carrot or a puppy, didn't even have any lines, you know, came into their auditions and wouldn't sing because they were too shy, and now they're up on stage and they have lead roles and they're you know, leading this show. So that's just been, it's really exciting for me to see every year this growth of the students, both dramatically and musically, and getting to do some more complicated things and having to simplify the music less.
And last question, Virginia, have you seen yourself evolve as an actor over the years that you've been involved?
Yeah, I mean, like, it's been more fun. Like, I've been getting more fun parts. More, like my first show was Annie, and, like, I only had, like, 3 lines, and I mean, that was a fun part that, I mean, it was fun, but, I mean, I like making people laugh a lot more, and...
So it seems like you stick with it, and there mm-hmm. are bigger payoffs as you go
yeah.
along. It becomes more interesting for you as you grow
yeah.
as a performer, as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thanks, everyone, for coming down really quickly again. Zeke, when are the performances?
This Friday at 7 p.m., Saturday at 2 and 7 p.m., and this Sunday at 2 p.m. at the Odess Theater on the Sick of Fine Arts Camp.
Okay, great. Thanks so much for coming down this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Virginia Pearson, Zeke Blackwell, and Rhiannon Gavon about Oliver. Show opens this Friday.